Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show.
I think this is directed toward me. I'm always one to do this. When I'll say to somebody, hey, man, I love Schlotzky's, you know, and somebody will say, well, it closed 8 years ago. And I'll be like, what? Schlotzky's closed? What? And they'll be like, yeah, you never went. You never supported the place you claim to love.
Yeah, you wept openly when they knocked down, when we had to tell you that they knocked down the old Sears building.
Yeah.
I can't believe they knocked down Sears. I thought that Sears was open. I kept saying Sears owns that property. They'll never get rid of Sears. And they were like, they knocked it down 2 years ago.
Store's been closed.
What?
Yeah. What? And what was that place that toasted the Quiznos? Liked Quiznos. Mm-hmm. That's the first place I got a toasted sub. And I would say to everybody, if you want a good sub, go to Quiznos. And everybody would say, that's been closed for years.
No, man. That's mm-hmm. Smoothie Shop. Yeah. No. It's Smoothie King. It's been Smoothie King forever.
Hasn't been a Quiznos in a decade.
At least, did you? Mm-hmm. And I always claimed to support them. They're like, yeah, but you're never there. You're not supporting with your dollars. You know, I love that place.
Those little creatures that were on the commercial were out of work for a decade.
They're gone. They're gone. So Big E apparently has joined. He says this happens online more than anywhere else. And there is there's a restaurant near here. And Chris, Tim, and I like it, called La Hacienda. It's a Mexican place. And I knew that they have two locations that I know of. And one of them has been closed for renovations, but it's back open. And Big E says that people will say, yeah, I used to go in the 90s, but don't anymore, oddly, you know.
So, how dare they close?
Yeah. How why they close or renovate? What do you mean they're closed?
That's the thing. People complain, but then say, well, I haven't been there in 20 years.
Right. So it's like,
what are they closed for, huh?
Yeah, why are you complaining?
What, are you going to go? No. And what do you care? What are you commenting for?
I know, but it hurt my heart when Quiznos closed. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know for several years that they had closed. But Big E just said, and this was intriguing. Big E said, I saved the best online comment about any topic I've ever seen, ever. And it's about this restaurant, La Hacienda.
I thought he had oversold it, but then Big E kind of shared a little bit of it.
I think he's right.
And he's actually right.
Yeah. So what was the comment? So La Hacienda had closed for renovations.
And I'm part of this food group where I live in High Point, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And they said, great news. A lot of you have been asking. Mm-hmm. La Hacienda, back open!
All right. Open again. Okay, good.
All the likes, the loves.
Well, that's big news. Mm-hmm. Now, for our family, we love it. It's a good restaurant. It really is. Mm-hmm.
So then I said, well, let me look at the comments that are here. Mm-hmm. And this might be my favorite comment ever.
On anything ever.
Yeah. Now, Biggie, are the people, is it a code name or are they screen names or are they real names?
It's real names. It's right there. This is a Facebook profile.
All right.
And it said simply, I used to love that place back in the 90s. Actually, it was the first place I ever saw a redheaded Mexican. Was sad to hear he passed away in a car wreck in Mexico a few years back. I'll have to take mom and go check it out again.
What?
That may be the best comment ever.
That is the best comment on anything all time.
That is what I call a roller coaster ride of a comment.
That is the best comment of anything all time, period.
Haven't been in 30 years.
Yeah, 30 years.
Yes.
Do we think the redheaded Mexican was taken out?
I don't know.
It just suspicious says, accident?
Or is it just a regular car accident?
Yeah.
The redheaded Mexican. Ain't but one.
Now, how did he know?
That he died.
I don't know. Maybe that's a good question.
Maybe he went back into La Hacienda and somebody
the staffers told him.
But he said he hadn't been since the 90s.
Since the 90s.
Big mystery.
But of course, we all know as you get older, a few years could mean 15 years.
Exactly.
You think
it's also directed at you.
What? Yeah. You don't do time. Remember, you don't do time well.
You don't understand time anymore.
I see what you're saying. I see. I don't understand time. Time is like, B.B. Shea shared with me. He thinks this is his conspiracy theory. He thinks time has been manipulated and that COVID was put in to delay time.
Is that when you said to yourself, I can't do this podcast anymore?
Like a snooze bar?
Yes.
Yeah.
He said, I made a comment that, you know, time is so funny because some things seem like they were yesterday, they're 20 years ago, and then last Saturday seems like it's been a year. And he said, exactly. And I said, well, what do you mean? And he goes, time has been manipulated. He thinks it happened around September 11th, that they were able to manipulate time. Mm. And because people were starting to catch on, they inserted COVID.
Just 15 short years later.
Well, we didn't catch it. We didn't catch it until 15 years later. And then, or more. And then they said, we got to distract them. give him COVID. And that's what they did.
All right.
I'm not going to do this podcast anymore.
That was BB Chase.
Do you think you'll ever reunite, speaking of the podcast, for a farewell episode?
I don't.
Get stuff off your chest. Because as we have learned in this business, yeah, you don't always get to say goodbye.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think we're going to be doing any of those. I mean, if he goes on and does something great in his life and they have me back on that, well, here was his first podcast partner. Yeah. He becomes like Joe Rogan, and they say, well, here was the first. Mm-hmm. And, I'll come back on.
Yeah, he got famous because he started finally talking about how time is not real. And that video went viral. Yeah.
Here's the guy with the breakthrough.
He's like, he'll be the Galileo of the 21st century. Yeah.
When they determined that time was at some point manipulated and COVID was a distraction, that's when he'll become, his face will be on that.
They called him a loon at first, at his first workplace.
His podcast partner quit on him.
Albert Einstein came back from the dead and said, I've never seen a brain like this. Well, they reanimated Einstein.
Yeah.
No, he may be back. Yeah. They may be able to do that. He can come back and say, I've never seen
all the greatest minds ever.
Yeah.
Sir Isaac Newton. Da Vinci. Shea.
The Mount Rushmore of science.
Yes.
He figured out the time continuum. What?
How did he know?
COVID. They put COVID in on him. That was it. That's right.